The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Avraham ben Esther v'Hashem, t'nihenu b'gan Eden. Amen. We are studying Perikah Mokheret HaSafina, wa'an Ayin He'amud Bet. We are 13 lines from the bottom, starting from the first word on the line, Itmar. We're talking about over here, how to acquire a boat. You want to make a kinyan on a sefina. What do you got to do? What kinyan applies to acquire a boat? Itmar, sefina. Rav Amar, kevan shemashach kol shehu kana. You make a meshicha. Meshicha means you pull it. You pull it even a kol shehu. It moves a drop, already you kone the boat. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel comes along and says, lo kana ad shemshoch et kula. Shmuel comes along and says, you have to be koneh until you pull the whole boat, which means you have to pull it all the way, where the front of the boat, you pull until it reaches, the back of the boat reaches where the front of the boat was. You have to pull it fully, the full length, let's say, of the boat. So it's about looking, minimally or maximally. So the Gemara says, lema ketana'eh. Let us say that this mahloket between the Amoraim, between Rav and Shmuel, is indeed a machloket amongst the Tanaim. But before we go further, let's read Rashbam. Rashbam says, Itmar. You see Rashbam, it's midway down. Itmar, Sefina, me'ematai tehe kinuya lilokeyah. When does the buyer buy it? Shelo yuchal mochel lachzor bo. Which means once he acquires it, now the seller cannot change his mind. He made a kinyan already. What's the point of no return? We know that. That when you're selling movable goods, money does not make the kinyan. You have to make a meshicha. Ela meshicha. Or reshuto. Or it's in your domain itself, where you put it into your domain. So the Gemara says, kol shehu, tefah or hatzi tefah. Yeah, minimal amount, just move the boat half a tefah. עד שימשוך את כולה, שיבוא סוף הספינה במקום שהיה ראשה עומד. Which means the end of the boat is pulled to where the beginning of the boat was. דהיינו שעקרה כולה חוץ למקומה. You move the whole entire boat. So the Gemara wants to say, this מחלוק between Rav and Shmuel is indeed a מחלוק amongst the Tanaim, the earlier generation. Why? כיצד במסירה. We're talking over here a kinyan of Mesira. You have an animal. You want to acquire the animal. So one of the ways to acquire the animal is you be moser the animal to the buyer. How do you do that? Rashbam, ketzat, behemah gasa, that's a big animal, niknit b'mesira, detam perik l'shot k'dushim, behemah gasa niknit b'mesira, badaka b'meshicha. A small animal like a sheep, you could draw it to you, you could, you know, pull it to you. But a big animal, which means smaller animals, easier to pull. A bigger animal, it's harder to pull it. So mesira means you just hand over the reins or something like that. So the Gemara is going to tell you, how do you acquire an animal? So it says, achaza betilafeha. Let's say you just held on to the tilafeha. That's the hooves. Okay? The mocher told you, okay, pick up the hoof. You just picked up the hoof, you're caught in. Besara. Or the hair of the animal. Be'ukaf. Ukaf would be like the saddle of the animal. Sha'aleha. Be'shlif sha'aleha. What's the shlif? Shlif, Rashbam says. Right. Amtachat. It's a type of sack or a load that's on the animal. Ve'kashul be'ema. The load is attached. So you pulled the, held on to the load. Be'prumbia shebefiha. What's the prumbia? Prumbia is the bit. That's in the mouth of the animal. Bizug shebisavara. Zug is the bell that's on the animal's neck. Kena'a. Kone. Ketzad b'meshicha. Now we discuss meshicha. This was Mesira. Mesira, you're really not moving the animal. You're just shaking, holding on to it. Now the Gemara says, I want to acquire an animal, Meshicha. How do you do that? Korela vihiba'a. You call the animal, and the animal walks towards you. So that's Meshicha. You cause the animal to move. Or shekisha b'makel, or you hit the animal with a stick, v'ratzta lefanav, and the animal ran away from you. So either you call it and it runs towards you, or you hit it and it runs away from you. Kivan she'akra yad v'regel kan'a. According to this opinion, it took one step, yad v'regel, it moved. One, the yad will be the front, it's called yad, the two paws in the front is called yad, the hoofs in the back are called regel. So it took one step, it moved its front paw forward, and it moved its back paw forward, kana, one step. Rabbi Ahi, ve'amri la, Rabbi Aha omer, ad she'telech melo komata. He says, no, the animal has to walk melo komata, which we're understanding, it's got to be where the front of the animal is, the back of the animal has to be where the front of the animal is. Right, the whole body length, exactly. So now we're thinking that this is a similar mahloket to the boat. We just had a machlok with the boat, how much you have to be caught in. Now we're seeing a similar machlok by animals. So the Gemara comes along and says, Lema, let us say, Rav de Amar Ketanekama. Rav that said what? Rav is the opinion that we just read, that said it just has to move one step. So he hold, no, Rav is the one that's by the boat, that you just have to move the boat to Tefach. He'll hold like Tanekama, that also the animal, you only have to move one step. Ushmuel da amar kedabi aha, and Shmuel that said you have to move the whole boat. He'll go like the opinion that says you got to move the whole animal. We found machloket. Kavanah says no. Amar lecha Rav. Rav comes along and says no. Ana de amre afilu lerabi aha. I can agree even with Rabbi aha. Ad kan lo ka amar Rabbi aha ela bebaale hayim, which means. Rabbi Acha said his deen that what you got to move the whole animal. He only said it by animals. The afagav the akra yad veregel, because even though it moved one step, biduchta kaima, it's still really in the same spot, which is that's not considered moving an animal. One step is not considered moving the animal. Aval sefina, but when you move a boat, kevan de nada bapurta nada lakula, but a boat. When you pull a little of the boat, it moves the whole boat. Now, what's really the sevara? So look at the Rashbam. Biduchta kaima. Gufa behema lo zaza bemekoma. The animal itself, when you move it one step, didn't move from its place. Sharin nishan al idach yad veregel shelo akra. Which means the other two legs didn't move yet. So therefore, you only technically moved half part of the animal. The other two legs stayed stationary. That's when he'll say it's not enough. But by a boat, by pulling a little of the boat, the whole boat moved. It's not that you only pulled the front of the boat. By pulling the front of the boat, the back of the boat also moved a little. So it could be no machloket, which means I can agree with Rabbi Aha. I hold that while by an animal, you got to move the whole animal. So just moving two of its legs, the other two legs stayed stationary at that time. So therefore, it's like the city of Kinyan. By shaking a boat, even pulling a little, you pull the whole. I go the other way. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Ana de Amre afilu ketanekama. I can hold even like Tanekama. Tanekama said what? By the animal, even one step is enough. How? Ad kan lo kama Tanekama ele bebaale hayim, de keban de mi'ikara yad veregel, idach le me'ekar kaima. Once the animal moves one step, even though it didn't move the other feet yet, what's the next thing that's going to happen? It's going to move. That already, it's something that's automatic. Once the animal takes one step, it's in progress to move. So therefore, it's kinyan already, even before it moves. Avas fina imashich la kula in ilolo. Just because you pull a boat a little, doesn't automatically mean that the rest of the boat is going to follow. Until you pull the whole boat, it's not going to go. So therefore, really, this opinion holds, you really got to pull the whole animal. But what? By pulling the animal already where one leg moved, so therefore it's going to, now you started, you activated it. So it's going to start on its own. That's considered you did the whole thing. But you're on a boat, you got to pull the whole thing in order for it to work. Look at the Rashbam. Idach, yad v'regel name le me'ekar kaimer. The yad v'regel, it's destined now to move. Uchmishi okeret damit. Once you've pulled the animal a little, it's as if you pulled the whole animal, because it's going to start to walk. Ve'echad akla arba'atan, haynu akirat kula chutz lemekoma. Aval, sefina dechi akar lemashihu. When you pull the boat a little, lo memela me'akar kula memekoma. It's not automatic that the breast of the boat is going to follow the whole way. Hilkach imashik lekula kane ve'ilo lo. She's really got to pull all four legs. Which means, according to this opinion, when he said you have to be okir kula, he didn't mean melo komata. He meant you have to get all four legs to move. Once already you got two legs to move, the other two are going to move by themselves. Now, shaking by a boat, it's not like that. So, Gemara says, we have not found a machloket yet between Tanaim. So, we go back to the drawing board. Gemara says, we found another machloket amongst the Tanaim. Leave this last machloket, we're going to a new machloket. The Tanya, Sifina niknit b'meshicha. Straight out. A sefina is complete with meshicha. Doesn't tell us what meshicha is. Wow. You pull it. How much do you have to pull it? We don't know yet. That's Tanakama. Rabbi Natan Omer, Rabbi Natan says, sefina the otiyot niknot b'meshicha u'beshtar. Now Rabbi Natan sounds like, not sounds like, he's introducing to us a new item here. Otiyot. Otiyot literally means letters. What do you mean? You make a kinyan on letters? How do I sell you letters? Otiyot is another way of saying a shtar. I have a shtar chov. Shtar chov means somebody owes me money. I could sell the shtar. It's a paper. I could sell you the shtar and you can collect the debt. How do I sell you a shtar chov? That's called otiyot. So it says, niknit b'meshicha u'beshtar. You need two acquisitions to acquire a paper. A shtar chov. How? Number one, I sell it to you. You have to make meshicha on the paper. But I also have to write you a shtar on the paper. I hereby am selling you this shtar chov that you can collect the debt. So it says, according to Rabbi Natan, sefina ve'otiyot, a boat, and otiyot and a shtar, niknot b'meshicha u'beshtar. It sounds like even a boat. You need two kinyanim for a boat. It's not enough just to make meshicha. You also have to have a shtar. Look at Rashbam. Not enough to pull the way, not enough to start. You need both. Look at the bottom, Rashbam. Otiyot. Shtar chov. Shemokhro. Om noknot lechavero. Or you're giving it to your friend. Kedel liknot tashtar v'tachov. You want him to acquire the shtar and the chov, the debt. Shekatub bo keni le b'meshicha kishiyavo liyado shiyimsor lo hamokher. He's got it right in the shtar. Keni, I want you to acquire this debt over here. This is shtar chov. Okay, look at the top Rashbam, Ubishtar. Im katav lo shtar mechira al shtarot alalu. You wrote a shtar. You wrote I'm selling you these shtarot. Kenilach. Hu v'chol sh'amudea. Aval mesira b'lo shtar. But just giving, what's about just giving the shtar? I gave you the shtar. Why is that enough? Lo kani, ela latzud apis lichoto. You acquired a paper. You could use it as a bottle stopper. Mm-hmm. When I give you the paper, I didn't acquire you what's on the paper. It's your paper now. Go use it as a clogger to put in your bottle. I want to be koneyu the paper plus what's on the paper. So to be koneyu what's on the paper, that way I need a shtar. I am makneh to you the chov that's in this loan over there, that you can collect it. Okay. Anyway, before we get into the machloket over here, the Gemara finds this braita. Is it a braita? Yes. Finds it very strange. Because Tanakama was talking about a boat. Tanakama's language was sefina nekneh b'meshicha. From left field, Rabbi Natan comes and starts talking about a shtar. Who's talking about shtarot? We're talking about boats. So where did he get to discuss now? Otiyot. So the Gemara is going to doctor up first this braita to make it make sense. So the Gemara says, Otiyot, mandechar shemayu. Who mentioned otiyot? Normally in a machloket, you react to something that I said. I say boat, so you have to answer me on boat. I talked about boats, and you throw in otiyot. From where did that boats come? From where did the otiyot come? The bright is actually missing some words. So you got to add. How to add? Sifina niknid b'meshicha. Tarakama. The otiyot b'msira. So Tarakama says, otiyot, ashtar, give it over. Mesira is enough. Rabbi Natan omer, sefina ve'otiyot, niknot b'meshicha u'bishtar. So he's coming to add. No, you say otiyot is b'mesira? No, I say you need meshicha, he's got to pull the shtar, and you got to write him a start for that. Look at the Rashbam. Otiyot b'msira, aval mishicha ena ela bedavar shebigufo mamon. Demichi mashach lezachabe. V'achaname legabe latzur apishlichuto teve lemishicha kisha metatlin. Avek, aval kedel legbot ahov sarishim serenu malve liyad halokayach. Which means, it's not enough over here for the guy to make Meshicha. Meshicha is, according to Tanakhama, Meshicha is something that's intrinsically valuable. This box, this tissue box, right? The owner says, make Meshicha. I go like this. So I'm calling it the tissue box. In Ken, let's say, this is a star, okay? Let's say the owner would tell me, make Meshicha. I make Meshicha, I'm calling it a paper. Paper meaning I can use it as a bottle stopper. What's the only way, according to Tanakh, I can be koneh a shtar that does not have intrinsic value? The value of the shtar is the chob. Mesira, I mean, he's got to give it to me. That's mesira. The malveh has to give the shtar to me in my hands. That's called mesira. That's not meshicha. Meshicha means, go take it. I take it like this. He's got to hand it to me. Okay? That's Tanakhama. What is the next opinion hold? Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan says, no. You need two things. You need Meshicha, that's for the paper, and then you need a document, a shtar, to be koneh the chov. So comes the Gemara and says, good, now that you got the case, now we analyze. Separate document. Comes the Gemara and says, shtar lesefina lamali metaltelehi. What are you talking? Rabbi Natan, you make no sense. You're telling me what? A boat needs two kinyanim also. Meshicha and a shtar. Because you put those two together. I understand a shtar needs two kinyanim. But a boat, what's metaltelin? Metaltelin is the klibbe meshicha. Why would you say you need both? So doctor it up one more time. Ela lav hachi ketani. Sifina niknit b'meshicha. Ve'otiyot b'mesira. Rabbi Natan omer, sifina b'meshicha. The otiyot b'shtar, meaning plus a shtar. So therefore, by sefina, it's not like there's no machloket. Meshicha, meshicha. By shtar, by otiyot, we have a machloket. Tanakama says, mesira, and Rabbi Natan will hold you need meshicha plus a shtar. Now we got the case. Now we have to understand, what did you bring boats for? If you're not arguing on boats, there's no machloket by boats. Tanakama says, b'sifina b'meshicha. Rabbi Natan omer, sifina b'meshicha. So he's agreeing on that. So take both out of the equation. It's not a machloket on boats. Your machloket is by shtar. So Gemara says, sifina b'meshicha, haynu tanakama. Sifina b'meshicha, that's exactly what Tanakama said. What are you adding? Here's the key now. Here we came to the conclusion. You know what the difference is? Ela deravu shmuel ikabinayu. Must be the machloket between Tanakama and Rabbi Natan is the same machloket between Rav and Shmuel. Meaning, Tanakama said a boat is b'meshicha. Meaning you have to pull the whole boat. And then Rabbi Natan says, no, sifina b'meshicha, it's enough to pull a little of the boat. So the machloket, Tanaim over here, is the machloket between Rav and Shmuel. Otherwise you have no way of understanding it. They're saying the same thing. Ela must be they're saying different degrees of Meshicha of the boat. So we found the machloket of Rav and Shmuel is indeed a machloket between Tanaim. Gemara comes along and says, "Lo, no, the kule alma ikerav ikishmuel." Everybody could hold either like Rav or Shmuel. Don't pin the rabbis according to one opinion. These rabbis over here can either go like Rav or Shmuel. That's not the machloket over here. Ubisfina kule alma lo peligi. And really, there's no machloket by the boat. Either all of them hold like Rav, or all of them hold like Shmuel. So what's the machloket? Ki peligi beotiyot. The machloket is going to be by otiyot, by a shtar, but you want to be a shtar chov. The hachi ka'amal Rabbi Natan de Tanakama. So Tanakama started off by saying what? Boats b'meshicha, otiyot b'mesira. Came Rabbi Natan and said, Bisfina vaday modina lach. I agree with you by boats. So take boats off the table. I agree with you. Sifina b'meshicha. No, I don't argue with you. However, bo'otiyot, but when it comes to the shtar, i'ika shtar in ilolo. Yeah, which means he's not, take boats off the table. The only reason when Abina tan threw in boats is he's saying, I agree with you with boats. Boats is also meshicha. Either like Rav or Shmuel, whatever. We're not getting into that. There's no machloket on that. But I argue with you on shtar. You say shtar is enough to make mesira. I say, no, you need meshicha plus a shtar to be koneit.
So,
yes. You need to write a shtar. I am being makneit to you this shtar chov. Otiyot aniknit b'meshicha u'bishtar. Another shtar. Good? What about boats? I'm not arguing on boats. So what did you mention boats for? He's just coming back to, listen, on this I agree with you on boats. However you want to do it. But on the otiyot, we have a machloket. So Gemara says, what's the machloket? Gemara comes along and says, uflukta dehani tana'e. Rabbi Natan and the rabbis, their argument by shtar, chov, is a famous machloket amongst the tana'im, and other tana'im. That says what? The Tanya, we have a braita. Otiyot niknit b'mesira devrei Rabbi. Okay. Rabbi says what? Mesira. What does Mesira mean? The malveh has got to give the shtar, hand it over to this new guy, and say, I am giving you this shtar. You can go collect. That's Mesira. V'chamim omrim, ben katav velo masar, ben masar velo katav, lo kana, ad shiyichtov v'yimsor. You got to do both. You got to write a shtar, and also you got to give it over. So according to this rabbi, who's this, Hachamim, they say you need both. This is a new mahloket. Other Hachamim, Rabbi and Hachamim. Absolutely, absolutely. Now let's read the Rashbam. Uflukta dehani tana'e, kamipadge rabinatam v'rabbanan. The Rabbanan dehacha, the rabbis of over here are Rabbi. The rabbis over here said what? Mesira. And what did Rabbi say in this braita? Mesira. The Rabbi Natan that said you need both, hainu Rabbanan. Very good. Next Rashbam, go to the next Rashbam. Otiyot niknot. If the new guy wants to take the loan and acquire the loan to collect, the love now cannot come along and say, you can't collect from me. What do you mean? He gave it to me. He gave it to you as a bottle stopper. No. The B holds, when you give it over, you're kone, it's yours. Not only the bottle stop, but the whole debt becomes yours. The other rabbi, Hachamim, what do they say? Katav lo moche lelokeya. If he wrote him a star mechira, a star, he wrote a star on the star, umasar lo oto star, he gave him the star mechira, aval lo masar lo adayin star, but he didn't give him the document, he didn't give him over the actual paper, lo kana, ad sheyichtov v'yimsor. Because he could say, I sold you a piece of paper, that's all I was selling you. So according to this rabbi, you need two items. You need the shtar plus a handing over. The shtar itself, we have a rule. The shtar only is kone, karka, and avadim. So you can't use a shtar alone to sell a shtar. Again, shtar, avadim works with a shtar, karka works with a shtar. Shtar with a shtar, not enough. So you need, you tell me, okay, so just give it over. No, give it, he gave you over the paper. So to give over what's written on the paper, you need also a shtar. Oh, so we very good. The machloket between the Hachamim and Rabbi Natan is the machloket between Rabbi and Hachamim. Rabbi Natan that said what? Rabbi Natan said what? You need both. You got to give over both. He's going to hold like the Hachamim of this. Braita, and Tanakama of that Braita, of Rabbi Natan, is going to hold like Rabbi, that it's enough to do one. Comes Gemara and says, Bemai Okimta. How do you want to establish? Kirabi, You want to make Tana Kama of the boats. You want to make them like Rabbi. Not sure if you know. What did Tana Kama say by Shtar? Tana Kama said by Shtar, it's enough to do Mesira. Right? All you need is just give it over. And who's that opinion in this bite that we're saying over here? That's Rabbi. Right? Rabbi said all you got to do is give it over. Ah, you want to make Tana Kama of the bright. Let's get our bright thought clearly. So I don't want to lose this over here. You have two bright thought now. You have the Tana Kama with Rabbi Natan, and then you have the over here the Tana Kama and Rabbi Hakamim and Rabbi. So we want to match them up. Ah, you want to say what Tana Kama over there with Rabbi Natan? That rabbi said what? It's enough just to give over the shtar. Which opinion said that in this brighta? Rabbi. It's enough to give over. You want to say Tana Kama's like Rabbi? Can't be. Why not? Why can't it be? B'mayu kimta, can it be? You want to say it's like Rabbi? Sefina name tekne b'mesida. It should be enough also, not enough. A boat should be niknit b'mesida. Now, we can lift the boat up and give it to the guy? No. So we'll see what this means. The Tanya, because we have a braita, Sefina, which means, why do you have to pull the boat? It should be enough to make Mesira. What would Mesira be? Let's read. The Tanya, Sefina niknit b'mesira, devre Rabbi. Clearly the Rabbi says, a boat is niknit b'mesira. V'achamim omrim, lo kana ad shiim shechenna. Hachamim say you got to actually pull the boat, or ad shi yiskor et mekoma. Or you have to actually rent the place that's underneath the boat. When you rent the place underneath the boat, now you own the place underneath the boat. So whatever you own, whatever's on that property becomes yours as well. But you see what the B holds, it's enough to make Mesira. Now what would you do to make Mesira, by the way?
Hold on to the boat.
Hold on to it.
Hand over to rent.
So he says, you'd hold the rope. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hand over the rope. Every boat has a rope, that's all right? Now, you're telling me that what? Rabbi of this Braita, is the opinion of Hachamim of the last Braita. Rabbi said, Baishtar. Baishtar, give it over. Oh, that's exactly Tana Kama of Rabbi Natan's Braita. Just give it over. Can't be. Because if that's the case, Tana Kama said, by a boat you have to make Meshicha. Rabbi said, you could just make Mesira. So you see, the B doesn't go like Tana Kama. He might agree with him on Shtar, but he doesn't agree with him on a boat. So how could you link those two rabbis together? Yeah? So Gemara says, La Kashya. No, that's not a question. Kan b'reshut rabim, kan b'sitma. It depends where the boat is. If the boat is in a public waters, or the boat is in private waters. What's the difference? Rashbam. Lakasha. Oh, it's nice Rashbam. Had Amar Rabbi. That which Rabbi said, Bisfina b'mesira, haynu b'rishut harabim. It's in public waters. Kegon rekakmaim shib'rishut harabim. A pool of water in the public. Di'yevshar b'meshicha. We have a rule. Meshicha en meshicha ela kishemoshek l'rishuto. Meshicha only works when you're making the Meshicha into your domain. Or in a domain that doesn't belong, or it's a shared domain. Meshicha is limited. Meshicha can only be made. And when I'm pulling something into my haser, or we both own this, it's a jointly owned area, and I make Meshicha. Sheshten, or b'sitma, or in a private domain, k'nel kaman. V'kevan di'yevshah b'meshicha, kanala b'mesira. When did Rabbi say you have to make Meshicha? Sorry, when did Tana Kama say you have to make Meshicha? Tana Kama said Meshicha you have to make. What? That was talking about where it was in a sitma. It was in a private area. So in a private area that's not publicly owned, Meshicha works. When did Rabbi say Mesira works? Mesira will only work in the Shuta Rabbi. So we have rules now. Learn the rules. Mesira, giving over the rope, that only works in a public domain. Because I'm not pulling the boat. You give me over the reins. You gave it to me. In a domain that's public, Mesira works. In a private domain, meaning privately owned, or we jointly own it, then Meshicha works. So we're not arguing. We were talking about different cases. Look at the Rashbam continue. V'had kamar tana kamad Rabbi Natan. Dehainu Rabbi sefina b'mishicha. Hainu b'sitma. It's in a private area. Kegom mevoot ketanim, like a little private domain. Hapetorim reshut Rabbi v'yesh b'mayim. There's water in the mavui. V'sfina omedet sham. Kevan de'en reshut Rabbi mamash. It's not a public domain. Ela. Sometimes people go in that area, but it's really private. Private people can sit over there. That's considered everybody's domain. Whoever gets there first, like it's his. Meshicha works where? In my domain. So therefore, go back to the story. Rabbi and Rabbi Natan agree. Rabbi and Tanakama of Rabbi Natan agree. Tanakama says about Sifina Niknid Bemishicha. Where? Bisitma. In an area, it's not a public domain. That's when the Kinyan of Meshicha works. Because really, Meshicha can only work on a domain that's yours. So either I'm pulling the item into my Hatser, or we are partners in this area, so I'm pulling it because it's my domain, or it's a private domain, so to speak. It's not where public thoroughfare. Rabbi that said Mesira, oh, he was talking about the boat was in public waters. Public waters, you can't make Meshicha in public waters. The only way it is, give over the rope. So the two different cases, but they're all agreeing. Gemara says, you have a problem with that part. Emma Sefa, you're talking about public waters? That's where Mesira works? How are you going to learn the Braita? V'achamim avonim lo kana ad shiim shechena. What did the rabbis say? The rabbis of that braita said, you're not koneh the boat until you pull it. Meshicha doesn't work in a shuta rabbi, according to anybody. How could the rabbis argue on the rabbi? In that braita of Rabbi and Hakamim, what did the braita say? Rabbi says, Mesira. I understand Rabbi now, because it was in a public domain. Public domain, the only way you can be koneh is with Mesira. No problem. What does Hakamim say? You only koneh the boat with Meshicha. It's a Meshicha. It's a public domain. Public domain Meshicha is not going to work. Secondly, the Ibrishut Rabin, Miman Ogir. Right. And then what did he say? Or buy the property and you koneh. What's on the. Who are you buying the Ibrishut Rabin from? Miman Ogir. Who are you paying? Ibrishut Rabin, Ibrishut Rabin. The two, Meshicha, Ibrishut Rabin, Mikanya. Right. Does Meshicha work? So it's the two questions I asked you. Number one, Meshicha and the Shut Rabim doesn't work. And number two, buy the property. Who are you buying the property off of? How do we know Mesira kone b'Shut Rabim? Everybody knows Abaye and Abba say, Mesira works in the Shut Rabim, or a Hasid that's not jointly owned. Meshicha kone b'Sitma, u'b'Hasid Shushanehem. Meshicha only works on private areas or a jointly owned area. The Hagbaha kone b'chol makom. Right, Hagbaha is where you lift the item up. I don't care where you are. That's in public part. So there's three different kinyanim over here. So basically the Gemara's question is, how does it work? How could Hakamim say Meshicha? Meshicha doesn't work in the Shut Rabim. No, you misunderstood. My Achim Shechen and Named the Ka'amar. What did he mean when he said Meshicha? What did he mean when he says rent the area underneath it or buy it? Haki kamar. Adshim shechena mirshut rabim lisitma. Make Meshicha. Pull it from the Rishut Rabim to the private waters. Because the case was talking about where there was a Rishut Rabim waters and there was private waters and like a private little area over there. Yeah, make Meshicha. Not in the Rishut Rabim. Pull the boat to the sitma. Okay, once you pull it to the sitma, so you're pulling it to the private area. We thought it meant just pull it into the Shut Rabim. No, you can't pull the Shut Rabim. It's not enough. No, you don't want to come amen. Pull it from the Shut Rabim into the Sitma.
Is it your Sitma?
Huh?
Is it your?
No, but it's not a Shut Rabim. Meshicha works in private areas that are like your area. Right? It's just like I can make a Meshicha in my own Hasid. My Hasid. Or jointly owned Hasid. In a Hasid that doesn't belong to the Rabim, I can also make a Meshicha. V'im reshut ba'alimi. Now, let's say the sitma belongs to somebody, to private owned guy. Lo kana achis korat mekoma. So you have to buy the sitma from the guy, and then make meshicha into the sitma, and you koneh from the kinyan of chaser. Good. So come, look at the Ashbam. Just catch up in the Ashbam there. My achim shachena. It's before they get wide. See that?
תקטנים ברשות רבים לסתמה, מה שיזכור מקומה הכי כמל, אי ברשות בעלים היא לא קנה שזכור, וכן עיקר. אוקיי, ביוטיפול. Actually, go down one step further, by the way. Go all the way down in Ashbam. Again, my Adshim Shechena. It says, Lav Birshut Rabbi Maidi. Don't make Meshicha in Rishut Rabbi. That doesn't work. Ela Shim Shechena Meshut Rabbim Lesitma. Dekanya Be Meshicha. Well, my Adshi is scored. And what does it mean, rent the place? Where are you going to rent the place? It's Rishut Rabbim. Lav Birshut Rabbim Ka'e. אלא אחי כאמר, ואחד דברשות מוכר, הוא הולט לתקנתה, לא במסירה ולא במשיכה, עד שיזכור את מקומה.
Which means, if you're buying the boat in the domain of the seller, he's selling you the boat in his waters. משיכה is not going to help. מסירה is not going to help either. Because as long as it's in the domain of the seller, none of these קניינים work. You know what you have to do?
Rent the water
from him, or buy the water. Now you own underneath. The karka, you own the karka underneath the water. Now already you're on the boat as well. To your reshut. You got Meshicha and Mesira don't work in the reshut of the seller. If I go into a store, let's say, the store belongs to that guy. So you make Meshicha. Meshicha doesn't work. Hagbaha doesn't work. You can a boat, you can't lift up a boat. So therefore, the only option is to be, I cannot move the boat, lift it up. Change the ownership. How? Buy the land. Now I own the land. So therefore we made a beautiful thing. Rabbi Natan and Tanakama v'machloket. Tanakama said, Sifina is b'meshicha. That was talking about meshicha on the boat. That was talking about when it was in a sitma, when meshicha works. Tanakama agrees with Rabbi. Rabbi said a boat is nicknamed the Mesira. He's not arguing. He was talking about where the boat was in the Shut Rabim waters. In the Shut Rabim waters, the only way is to give the reins, the rope, give it over to be koneh, because Mishika, fine. But without him. And what's the other opinion? Hachamim, they say no. Sifina is the Mishika. Sifina is the Mishika. It's a public waters. No, it's Mishika. Pull it into the sitma, pull it into the private waters.
Comes again when it says, Lema Abaye Verava, De Amre, could it be?
That's what comes out now. According to this, Abaye and Rabba, they made their rules. They gave three rules. Let's review the rules of Abaye and Rabba. What was their rules? Abaye and Rabba said, Mesira is the Shut Rabim. Stop right there. That's all the rule they have to know. Mesira is the Shut Rabim. Who's that like? Rabbi. Rabbi said, Mesira is in Rishut Rabim. That's what Rabbi said. If you have a boat in Rishut Rabim, just give over the rope. But Tanakama didn't say that. Tanakama said, the case is talking about in Rishut Rabim, Mesira doesn't work. You have to make Meshicha into the Sitma. So you're making Abaye and Rabba like a Dat Yahid. You're making Abaye and Rabba only with Rabbi, that Mesira works in Rishut Rabim. According to Hachamim, if the boat was in the Shut Rabim, the only way to get it is you have to pull it into the Sitma. So you just want to say, Abaye and Rabba, going only with Rabbi? Look at the Rashbam. Lema, Abaye and Rabba, the Amri Kerabi. Tama Sifra Nektiv Bemesira, Shut Rabim. Fino Kerabanan. Til Rabbanan, let lo Mesira, Kone Beshut Rabim. That's why they came along and said, you have to pull it into the Sitma. Od Pa'am. Abaye and Rabba, you never like to make rabbis like a Dat Yahid. You like to make the rabbis like the Rabim. What did Abaye and Rabba say? Beautiful law. You have an item in the Shut Rabim, Mesira. Give over the rope. Who's that going like? Rabbi. What did Rabbi say by a boat that's in the Shut Rabim? Give over the rope. How come they can't be going like the rabbis? Because the rabbis said, no, the boat's in the Shut Rabim. They didn't give you an option of Mesira. What did they say? Pull the boat to the Sitma. Pull it to the private area. So Abaye and Rabba are locked into the bee. You want to do that? You want to make them only like the bee? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Asher. So Rav Asher explains, "I de Amar le lechazek vekane achen ameh." If let's say the seller tells the buyer, "Lechazek vekane, go and make an acquisition, go be kone," he tells him that. What's that mean? Look at the Rashbam.
He tells the buyer, go make an acquisition.
Nobody argues in the case where the guy said, make a kinyan, and he gives him over the rope. You can do that even in the Shut Rabbim. There's no machloket, not between the Rabbi, not the rabbis. When he says the words, lech hazek mekaneh, he actually says it in machloket al zeh. So what's the machloket then? So the Gemara says, you know what they're arguing? Rabbi and Rabbanan.
Hacha b'may askin, damar leh, lech meshoch mekaneh.
The boat was in the Shut Rabbim. What does the seller tell the buyer? Go make Meshicha.
Mor sabar kepeda.
One rabbi holds, he's makpid.
Umor sabar mar'e makom hu lo.
What's the machloket? Look at Rashbam.
Rabbanan sabri kepeda. Lo gamar laknoto ela b'meshicha.
When you tell a guy, go make Meshicha, what do you mean? Meshicha. Does Meshicha work in the Shut Rabbim? No. That's why he says you got to pull the boat all the way to the sitma. But Meshicha alone is not going to work. Which means you didn't make a kinyan until he actually makes Meshicha. He holds when you say the word lech meshoch, he meant literally. And the other rabbi says, mar'e makom.
Iba'it afil lemoshka miyad eshutka lech meshoch.
According to Rabbi, Rabbi says, even if you tell, like the seller tells the buyer, lech meshoch, he didn't mean dafka meshicha. He didn't mean meshicha. He would say, even if you take the boat, take the rope, I'm happy with that. So why do you say meshicha?
He says,
you can even take it home, take the boat home, take the boat to your private waters, because already I gave it to you, mesira. According to Rabbi, he learns the word Meshicha is lav davka. I'm really giving you the boat. Take the rope, it's yours. So what I said with Meshicha, once you own the boat with Mesira, you can even pull the boat to wherever you want. Which means like this now. This is under the Gemara. You need to know the rules now. Let's review the rules that come out of this Gemara. There's three kinyanim. Hagbaha, Meshicha, and Mesira. Let's talk about Hagbaha. That's the easiest kinyan. When you lift the item up, it doesn't matter where. It is shoot to the mocher, jointly owned place, or the shoot to the beam. Whenever I make Hagbaha, kone, that's the easiest kinyan. It's mine. I picked it up. I'm going to shoot. Exactly. The next kinyan is Meshicha. Meshicha in the reshut of the mocher does not work. In the Hasir Shishnehem joint, it does work. In the Reshut Rabbim, does not work. Nobody holds Meshicha works in the Reshut Rabbim. Sure. Then you have...
Joint,
because I own it. It's mine. The Reshut Rabbim, no. That's why the rabbis... but the rabbi said Meshicha, the boat of the Reshut Rabbim. No, you will Moshech it into the Simta. Simta is more like a privately owned area. Okay, good. Then you have Mesira. Rules of Mesira. Birshut ha-mocher, Mesira is nothing. Birshut she-shenehem, Mesira also doesn't work. Bechatsir she-era she-shenehem, in a public domain, it works. It's reversed, because now it's a different sevara now. Kinyanim work in a logic of what's the normal way to do things. In the Shut Rabbim, the normal way to acquire an item, let's say, would be to give over the... How are you going to acquire? It's a big item. You can't lift it up. You can't do anything. They'll give over the rope. So giving over the rope... Meshicha was not usually done in the Shut Rabbim. Meshicha was usually done in a private area. So Meshicha is nicknamed in a private area. In a public area, normally the way the kinyan was done was with Mesira. Now there's a caveat to this law. If everybody agrees to this, if I tell the guy, lech, make a Mesira, take the rope, no argument. Oh, but the rabbi said that you need Meshicha in the Shut Rabbim. Why did they say Mesira in the Shut Rabbim? Why did the rabbis in the Brayta say Meshicha? The argument of Rabbi Yen Rabba? No.
Everybody agrees when the guy says Nech Mekem Mesira, but die it's good. The case in the Brayta was where he told him Nech Meshoch, go make a Meshicha. The rabbis, they say, he meant Meshicha. So when he gives them over the rope, it's not a Meshicha. So he's got to actually, not rent, he's got to pull the boat into the Simta. According to the B, when he said Lech Meshoch, he meant Mesira. Would you say Lech Meshoch? He said, it's yours, take it. Take it, you own it, because you made Mesira already. You could even pull it into the... So why did he say Meshicha? He meant to say, it's yours, do whatever you want with it. But you couldn't with the Mesira. So therefore, it comes out, there's no argument really between Tanakama and Rabbi, can you make Mesira B'Shut HaRabim? Yes, but now you can make Mesira B'Shut HaRabim. So why did the rabbi say, pull it? Because it was a special case. The case was when the seller said, Lech Meshoch. What does Lech Meshoch mean? Tanakama says, Lech Meshoch, he meant Meshicha. Now Mesira is not going to work. When the guy specifies the Kinyan, he doesn't want Mesira. Meaning, I'll give you enough Kamina. According to the rabbis, Lech Meshoch. The guy picked up the rope. The seller says, I changed my mind. He could change his mind.
You have to pull the letter off when they say exactly to the
letter. He says to the letter. Oh, once he made Meshicha to the Simta.
Oh, that's good.
According to the B, Lech Meshoch. He picked up the rope, sales final. Oh, but you said Lech Meshoch. What did I mean, Lech Meshoch? I mean, it's yours. Take it. Why? Take it because you made Mesira. Right? So it comes out, to review the Gemara outside, you do have a machloket amongst the rabbis, they have a boat. How much of the boat they have to pull, that's clearly. And we also have a machloket, they have a shtar hov, what the kinyanim to sell a shtar hov is. According to one, it's enough just to give him over the shtar. And according to others, you give it over and you have to write another shtar that you're giving over, not only the paper to use as a bottle stopper, but the actual hov itself. Clear? Okay, Baruch Allah, Amen, Amen.